This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will head a high-level delegation to Turkey to press that country's president to halt his invasion of northeast Syria. VOA's Steve Herman reports from the White House. The Trump administration is again defying a House subpoena in the impeachment inquiry. We'll have that story coming up for you in just a moment here on VOA News. The Texas police officer who shot and killed a black woman in her home has been charged with murder. Aaron Dean was arrested just hours after he resigned from the Fort Worth police force. On Monday, the white police officer shot a black woman through a house window Saturday after a neighbor called police to report the front door was open. NASA has moved up the first all-female spacewalk this week because of a power system failure at the International Space Station. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has that story just a little later for us. Actress Felicity Huffman has reported to prison in Dublin, California, to serve a two-week sentence for college admissions fraud. Hong Kong pro-democracy advocates are urging the U.S. Congress to pass a human rights bill that could impose trade sanctions on this international financial center. The bill has bipartisan support and is expected to be brought up in the U.S. House of Representatives for consideration as soon as this week. But for now, it remains in committee in the Senate with no set timeline for legislative action. The Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act would put at risk Hong Kong's special economic status with the United States and impose sanctions on officials who are deemed to be suppressing basic freedoms. Recent protests have resulted in clashes between police and protesters and provoked condemnation from pro-Beijing officials who call the emboldened protesters terrorists. For more than 4 months, pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong have held mass rallies and marches to oppose what they see as efforts from the Beijing government to erode their civil liberties and their autonomy. While a part of China, Hong Kong has been allowed to maintain its own political and legal systems under a one-country, two-systems policy.
We're being very tough on Turkey and a lot of others. They have to maintain their own properties now. They have to maintain peace and safety. And we'll see what happens. The delegation, we're asking for a ceasefire.
That's President Trump today in the Rose Garden talking about Vice President Mike Pence's trip to Ankara tomorrow. He says his administration is considering more sanctions, including massive tariffs on steel.
We put the strongest sanctions that you can imagine, but they get a lot. We have a lot in store if they don't have an impact, including massive tariffs on steel. They ship a lot of steel to the United States.
Meanwhile, the Trump administration is again defying a House subpoena in the impeachment inquiry. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, notified lawmakers he will not comply with a subpoena. At the White House, the president honored the Stanley Cup champions.
The St. Louis Blues' amazing comeback reminds us to never give up.
But it wasn't all hockey talk. On impeachment, with Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt in the crowd, the president didn't seem too concerned.
I wouldn't worry about it, fellas. I wouldn't worry about it. Don't worry too much. How are we doing, Roy? Okay in the Senate? I hear we're looking very good.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the matter at hand with Ukraine is at the heart of the integrity of American elections.
And it must be investigated thoroughly, completely, and in a nonpartisan manner.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The death toll for the worst typhoon to hit Japan for decades climbed to 66 on Tuesday. People are starting to return to their homes. Ryan Brooks reports.
Fukushima Prefecture was among the worst hit. Typhoon Hagibis left a trail of destruction there. Levees along a key river burst. Resident Masaharu Ishizawa says some houses were completely swept away by floodwaters.
We've never seen damage like this before, so I personally think global warming and environmental changes has something to do with it.
Around 138,000 households have no water, and 24,000 are without electricity.
I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.